Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece from The New Yorker, Three Faces of American Capitalism, Buffett, Musk, and Trump.
Ooh, juicy title. Sounds like we're diving into some serious economic drama. What's the central theme here?
Essentially, the article uses the backdrop of Warren Buffett's retirement to examine the different ways capitalism manifests in America, contrasting Buffett's seemingly benevolent approach with the more controversial dealings of Musk and Trump.
So Buffett is the good guy capitalist? I'm intrigued. Tell me more about this acceptable face of American capitalism.
Well, the author points out Buffett's long-held reputation for modesty, his advocacy for higher taxes on the wealthy. Imagine that, and his commitment to philanthropy, exemplified by his giving pledge.
$60 billion in donations so far. That's a lot of zeros. But how does he fit into this whole capitalist framework? Isn't he still, you know, a billionaire?
Right. The author uses the Thorstein Veblen's theory of the leisure class, the pecuniary class, those who profit simply from owning capital, to categorize these figures. Buffett, despite his philanthropy, falls into this category.
Interesting. So how do Musk and Trump fit into this? They're not exactly known for their modesty or charitable giving.
Precisely. Musk, while an innovator, benefits immensely from inflated stock valuations and government contracts. And Trump? Well, the article delves into his family's crypto ventures, painting a picture of, shall we say, aggressive capitalism bordering on something else.
The crypto schemes? I read about those intimate dinners with Trump for hefty crypto holders. Pay to play? Taken to a whole new level.
Exactly. It highlights this buyer beware mentality, almost a caricature of Veblen's pecuniary man focused solely on profit, regardless of ethical implications.
I see. Interesting. But how does the author reconcile these three figures? They seem so vastly different.
The article argues that while Veblen's framework might be a bit outdated for today's complex economic landscape, it still illuminates some fundamental truths about capitalism and its potential pitfalls. The blurring of lines between industry, finance, and government makes it harder to draw clear distinctions like Veblen did, but the underlying motivations and behaviors he described, the pursuit of profit above all else, still resonate.
So Buffett's philanthropy, while commendable, doesn't entirely absolve him of participating in a system that can often be predatory.
That's one interpretation. The article emphasizes Buffett's awareness of his own privilege and his advocacy for fairer taxation, which sets him apart from many of his billionaire peers. It's a nuanced portrayal, not simply good versus bad.
Got it. A spectrum of capitalist approaches. So, where do we land? What's the takeaway from this exploration of Buffett, Musk, and Trump?
The article doesn't offer easy answers. It prompts us to consider the different faces of capitalism and the ethical implications of each. Buffett's retirement serves as a moment to reflect on these complex issues. It underscores the enduring relevance of thinkers like Veblen in helping us understand the forces shaping our economic world. It leaves us with a question: what kind of capitalism do we want? And what role do we play in shaping it? And with that thought-provoking question, we conclude today's discussion. Thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.